pretty good about it. I don't know about you, but I feel pretty good. I feel kind of like the monkey is being taken off our back potentially today. If we get past this impeachment trial, we can finally move on after all that. And maybe that'll be enough. The Mueller investigation went nowhere. Impeachment went nowhere. Maybe it's time. But I feel fairly calm about it. And I bring that to your attention for a couple of reasons. I saw this polling from Gallup, and I wanted to share it with you. Anxiety among voters. Democrats, 66%, very anxious about the November election. 20 points higher than Republicans. Republicans fairly calm about the November election. Frustrated. Democrats, 62%. Again, 20 points higher than Republicans. This just out yesterday, this polling. And excited about the election. Democrats, just 33%. The Republicans, 10% higher in the excitement factor, higher in the interested factor. Republicans are not frustrated. Republicans are not anxious. Democrats are two-thirds frustrated, anxious. Not a good way to go into the election. And maybe this is why. From NPR, a little bit more polling for you. In California, in the run-up to Super Tuesday, brand new polling from NPR yesterday, Bernie Sanders at 30 points, a distant second, Elizabeth Warren at 16. Joe Biden behind that at 15, everybody else single digits. There you have it. Bernie Sanders is crushing it in California, crushing it. If he wins on Monday, as I expect, and in New Hampshire a week later, as I expect, Bernie Sanders could be off and running for the nomination, and the Democrats will be in full-on panic because Bernie Sanders will be the worst candidate for the presidency as far as any party has put up since, well, George McGovern or Barry Goldwater. It'll be a complete disaster. I think George McGovern's the best example, I think, because it's going off the rails. Meanwhile, while the Democrats are anxious and frustrated and worried about Bernie Sanders, Donald Trump saddled up again. He was at Davos, Switzerland, the 21st and 22nd. Then he went to be the first sitting president at the March for Life. Then he unveiled a Mideast peace plan and went to New Jersey for a huge rally. And then he signed the USMCA. And then yesterday, headed to Michigan first. And Iowa second for a big rally in Iowa. But let's go to Michigan because he went on a victory lap of sorts. And he went to Dana Corporation. It's an auto parts supplier in Warren, Michigan. And as he sometimes does, the president stepped away from the podium and let somebody else step up. In this case, it was an employee at Dana who shared part of his story of returning to Michigan because there were finally jobs here since the president took office. There are finally jobs in Michigan to the level that he could return. It's a very telling story. I want you to hear it. It's bite number eight. Bite number eight from the Trump tour in Warren, Michigan. Go.
I decided to join the United States Army as an officer in 2010. At that time, it was difficult to find a job in Michigan.